Hello, 4402. 4402.
4402.
I'm still standing by for you.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to explain the policy to the passenger, and he is having a really hard time comprehending. I've told him that I'm not questioning his medical situation. I just have to get confirmation from him that...
No, there's not. I copy. Well, it's on a recorded line, and, you know, it's basically put in place for, you know, it's definitely open to interpretation about how it's written, but it's basically how we see it is if someone comes on and they're unable to wear a mask because of medical reasons, and they come on and there's multiple people not wearing masks, and that makes them feel unsafe, and they approach you, you know, saying that they don't feel comfortable, then at that point we could, you know, get alternate transportation for them. So, you know, if, I don't know if there was a language barrier or he just didn't understand exactly what you were saying, but, you know, if someone says that, you can call us and tell us, you know, it's up to them to let you know that they don't feel comfortable. And generally, if they don't feel comfortable, they wouldn't be riding the bus because they know that we can't enforce, you know, others, not the ones that don't wear masks for other reasons that aren't medical. So I just don't want to have issues or, you know, have to get stressed about this kind of stuff.
I don't want to have issues either, and I wonder if maybe there was some sort of intellectual disability with this particular person, because I explained it repeatedly as clearly as I said it to you, and he didn't seem to understand. But I do want to establish, and I've established this with my assistant manager and with other dispatchers, that the operator notice clearly states that I'm required to call you to report someone claiming a medical exemption. That doesn't mean I'm denying them service or anything like that, but the process starts by me alerting you that I have a passenger claiming a medical exemption. Is that not correct?
Sorry, we timed out. Yes, calling us and letting us know is that's stated in there. That's fine. But you don't have to ask them if they feel comfortable with writing. You can ask the question, you know, just like, you know, you offer an app that you have on the bus if they don't have one. And if they tell you that they're not wearing one because of medical reasons, you know, all you have to do is press mask refusal and give us a call and let us know. But, you know, you don't have to ask them if they feel comfortable riding. Because if they didn't feel comfortable riding, they wouldn't be coming on the bus. That part of it. But, yeah, letting us know and pressing the mask refusal, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think they get confused. You know, if you're asking if they feel comfortable, they don't understand that question because they're coming on the bus. So I think they automatically assume that we would know that they feel comfortable with it. It's just kind of hard to explain to them. You know, some passengers, they don't really get why we would ask them that.
Right, I understand. I don't get why we would ask them that either. But the previous situations where I've dealt with this, that was the question that was asked by dispatch. That I was to relay to them, like, do you feel comfortable riding without a mask? Two different situations, that was the question. So I was anticipating that situation and preparing him for that conversation. And like I said, maybe there was an intellectual disability, but that might have been where the confusion started. So in the future, I was just trying to help you help me by preparing him for that conversation. But in the future, I will keep my mouth shut and just try to follow the policy as strictly as possible by reporting it to you. But it is required. It's not that it's fine if I call you, but my understanding is that it's required.
I copy, and I'm not telling you to keep your mouth shut, and I'm trying to support you, and I just want your day to go as easy as possible, and, you know, I think, you know, different dispatchers treat it different ways, and we don't have a lot of people calling in about it since it was put out, so I'm just trying to give you the best advice I can give you. So, yeah. You know, maybe he didn't understand what you were saying, you know, trying to make sure that he felt comfortable and safe. But just in case, on a recorded line, you know, I am here to support you. I'm not telling you to not say stuff. I just don't want you, you know, to get in a situation where someone's going to be frustrated or it's going to be, you know, escalated towards you.
I understand. I appreciate your support. I know you're just trying to help. I realize we're on the same team. You didn't write this policy, but... And I also am not surprised to hear that most people are not following the policy, but this is something that needs, this is, policy is incoherent, and it needs to be revised and addressed by people who get paid more money than us. But thank you for your help. I'll let it go at that.
And I absolutely agree with you on this policy and many others. I hope that you have a good rest of your day, and... We'll be clear at 10:19.